Bagram jail is still packed with hundreds of prisoners. Some of these cells are being controlled by U.S. forces and some by Afghans. And now these men are reviewing the files of each prisoner there. They are members of a three-panel commission appointed by President Hamid Karzai. So far, they have met 764 prisoners and investigated their cases, and 650 of them have been let go.
About 650 prisoners have been released based on the Afghan law. We have found no evidence against them to prove that they committed crime.
Others have been found innocent too. They will be released soon. It may be good news for their families, but not for the U.S. military men. They want this move to be blocked. An American military official has been quoted as saying, "These guys are tied directly to killing and trying to kill our forces and Afghan forces." He also called it an issue of deep concern. And here is how the Afghan commission reacted to their concerns.
If Americans do not let these prisoners go, it would be an act against the decree of Afghan president, against the agreement that has been signed between the two countries, against Afghan's constitution, and against international conventions.
The main dispute is over 88 inmates. Americans think they will soon return to the battlefield and fight back. The move also comes as the relations between President Karzai and White House are already at very low ebb, since Karzai refused to let American forces stay beyond 2014. Now, how will this latest dispute unfold remains to be seen. Afghan government says that these prisoners are innocent and there is no evidence to prove that they are terrorists, but the U.S. military insists that they are very dangerous people. Now, this issue comes at a very sensitive time in relations between Kabul and Washington. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.